thought to get with him.
And I believe Mr. Smadi's here, if I see him back there.
Okay.
What that means, sir, is that you will need to bring pictures of the proposed unit and bring those to the planning and zoning office as soon as you can. We have a... Of the trailer that you're planning on putting on the property. You need to bring that to the planning and zoning office, and you need to do that as soon as you can.
Okay. Just the picture.
Just the picture.
The place where it's gonna be put, now?
Just the picture of the unit.
You have your unit, sir.
The board has voted to put this on the agenda, or if you bring that in, it will be put on the agenda for the next hearing, which is, the next meeting, which is October the 7th.
You need to get the pictures to the office as soon as possible so that we can consider it at our next meeting.
Here or the other side?
You bring it to the office.
To the office?
Yes. You don't have to be here, but you can be here for the meeting. Otherwise, the hearing's closed.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, that takes care of that. We'll go now to old business. We have one case left under old business. That's 11,258. Mr. Knight?
Yes, this application was for Michelle Benson, southeast Route 1, southeast of Center Avenue, and 90 feet south of Skyview Street, being lot 59, block D, within Sierra Village, a mobile home park, being identified as tax map ID 334, map 13, parcel 310, and being unit number 19-19813. They were requesting a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park and the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park. The application was tabled on September 9, 2013 for responses to the variance standards. The original request was for a 4-foot variance from a 20-foot separation between units for a proposed shed, a 5.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation between units for a proposed deck, and also a 41-square-foot variance from the maximum 35% lot coverage. And another person, Dana Henson, was present on her behalf at that time.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Judith K. Benson, 219 Puebla Road, New Britain, Pennsylvania, 18901.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And you are?
William H. Benson, 219 Puebla Road, New Britain, Pennsylvania, 18901.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. We're here tonight because we would like to have a variance for a deck and a shed. And in the old trailer that we had before, had a shed on the property and also had a deck on the property. Unfortunately, all the floors fell in, so we had to put a new trailer on the lot. So we're asking now for more living space. Our trailer's kind of small, 12 or 13 wide. And since we always had a use of a deck, the addition of a new deck now would really help us. We're in our 70s and we plan to retire down here, and it would be more living space for us. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood. Our neighbors on both sides on lot number 57. Right beside us where the deck will be. They have their covered porch already on there. And the lot on 61 on the right-hand side, they have their outside gazebo and patio and deck. So we won't be encroaching on anybody on either side of that. We also have permission from Sierra to put the deck on. Think you have that already, or Dana has that. And the deck, as you can see, is 14.4 feet from the next dwelling. and the contractor only needs 6 feet of that to conform. So there's plenty of space between, as we come out our deck, the end of the deck, and our neighbor on lot 57. There's plenty of space in between. What are the other questions? There's plenty of room between our lot, and because of the variance, there'll be plenty of room there. Has difficulty been created by the applicant? I'm not sure exactly what that means, but since we did have a trailer before with a deck and a shed, which we had always used, we're hoping to put a shed, a shed there and also a deck with the new trailer that had been put on, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? Not at all, because our neighbors all have their screened-in decks, their porches, and their outside living area already in place. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? Not at all, because they can't, lot number 57, they can't, they already built on that other side. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No, not at all. It's set back. There's no obstructions for people walking by. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations? Yes, because there's plenty of room between our lot and lot 57. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, because our trailer is small that we have now, and since we always had a use of a deck and did many of our meals and entertaining out there, this would enhance our living area. And since we're both in our 70s and hope to retire, that would really give us a lot of space. And the shed, too, because we have no storage whatsoever. Everything's bikes, grandkids' stuff is all in our bedroom. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes, we're well within the limits of what you request. And I also have a letter from our neighbor approving, and she would be the neighbor in the back, number 58.
Thank you.
She would be the one looking at it, at the shed and the deck.
Want me to read it? I'm going to read it for you.
Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Benson's request to build a porch and shed at their mobile home on Center Avenue. I totally would approve of the improvement to their lot. It will be an improvement from the current fiberglass steps. I'm looking forward to the completed porch and shed. I'm the neighbor behind their home on Center Avenue. And please consider this document as approved by lot E50. Signed by Teresa Hayes.
All right. Thank you for that much. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
And I, Mr. Calloway, have none. That being said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve 11258 case number. We had kept that case open for the applicant to address the standards, and I believe the applicant has addressed the standards. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 11258 for the uniqueness to the property. The shape of the property is apparent, and also 41 foot, I believe it's in the front, and in the back there's 40 feet, which makes it an angle lot. The variance is necessary for enable reasonable use of the property. the unnecessary hardship, practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. It's the shape of your lot. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief. And I believe this is the least modification possible of the regulations.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,258. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards, again?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,258 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
You did a very good job.